This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In my previous congregation in St. Louis, there was a member by the name of David. David was an amazing person. Even though he was completely blind, he was able to do many things for himself. He lived independently with the help of his seeing eye dog. David also volunteered to read the scriptures during Bible class. Now, you might wonder how that worked. Well, he brought his Bible in Braille to class. In fact, David could find and read any Bible passage just as fast, if not faster, than the members who could see. David also attended classes at our seminary in St. Louis. Even though he didn't end up becoming a pastor, he still took some classes because he wanted to learn as much as he could about the scriptures and Lutheran doctrine. David was a very sincere Christian. Even though David was physically blind, God had given him spiritual sight. David's spiritual vision was 20/20 because he knew that Jesus was his Lord and Savior. I remember on one occasion at church, someone asked David this question. They asked, "Do you ever feel anger towards God because he has allowed you to go through life being blind?" David was silent for a moment, and then he answered, "No. I'm not angry with God. I'm just thankful that my many sins have been forgiven." David could see just fine. In our gospel reading for today, we're told that Jesus and his disciples were in the region of Jericho, only a few miles from Jerusalem. In fact, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Why? Well, listen to the end of last Sunday's gospel reading. Jesus said, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." Not long after speaking those words, Jesus then said the following. He said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." So Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, knowing full well what would happen to him. Jesus was willing to go up to Jerusalem because he loved us sinners. Those who doubt Jesus' words look at him and see a lunatic or a liar. But those who believe Jesus' words look at him and see their Lord and Savior. Now, as Jesus and his disciples were traveling to Jerusalem, we're told that they encounter a blind man sitting by the roadside begging. We're told that this man's name was Bartimaeus. Now, why was he begging? Well, unlike our society, the culture back then did not go out of their way to help the blind live independent lives. In addition, Braille was not invented, and they did not have other forms of technology that are useful to blind people today. So back then, a blind person had no choice but to beg for a living. They had to rely on the mercy of other people. Imagine what life must have been like. If you were a blind person back then, more than anything, you would wish that you could see. And if you were a believer who knew the scriptures, then you understood that only God could give sight to the blind. As we heard in our first reading from Psalm 146, "The Lord gives sight to the blind." Well, one day, blind Bartimaeus was sitting at his usual place in order to beg for a living. Suddenly, he hears a crowd approaching, and he asks someone what is going on. He finds out that Jesus of Nazareth is about to walk right by him. Now, blind Bartimaeus must have heard about Jesus preaching because he calls out to Jesus using a name that shows that he believed Jesus to be the promised Savior and Messiah. Remember, Bartimaeus yelled out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." When Bartimaeus calls Jesus the Son of David, he uses a title that was common among the Jews. The title Son of David was used to speak of the Messiah and Savior promised in the Old Testament scriptures. In fact, those same Old Testament scriptures teach that the Messiah would prove himself to his people by performing various miracles, including giving sight to the blind. So Bartimaeus is not going to miss out on this opportunity to be healed of his blindness. He yells out at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Shockingly, many in the crowds rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Now, why did they do that? Well, sadly, they wrongly thought that Jesus would not want to waste his time with a blind man. If you recall our gospel reading from two Sundays ago, we heard then how Jesus' own disciples rebuked parents who were trying to bring their infants to Jesus so he could bless them. They didn't think Jesus would want to waste his time with infants. You see, in that day, infants and the disabled were not very important. They couldn't do anything worthy of honor or attention. In fact, many thought that those with disabilities, like blindness, people thought that they were cursed by God because of some horrible sin they had done. But Bartimaeus won't let the crowds keep him from Jesus. Bartimaeus screams all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And you need to know that this blind man is not suggesting that he's worthy of Jesus' attention. He's not insisting that Jesus give him what he deserves. No. Bartimaeus knows that he is a sinner, but he also believes that Jesus is the Savior of sinners. So he cries out to Jesus for mercy. Jesus then stops and says, "Call him." So they said to Bartimaeus, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Mark then records that he threw his cloak aside, jumped to his feet, and came to Jesus. Then Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, if you were Bartimaeus, what would your answer be? Bartimaeus believed that Jesus was the promised Messiah. He also believed that Jesus was the Lord who could give sight to the blind. So Bartimaeus doesn't hesitate for a second. He says, "I want to see." Now, what Jesus says next is very interesting. In our English translation of the Greek text, it says, "Go, your faith has healed you." But you know, I'm not sure I like that particular English translation. You see, the Greek word that is translated healed, that Greek word is "sesokin." And that word means much more than physical healing. For example, if you look in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, we find the exact same Greek word that Jesus uses in our gospel reading from Mark. But in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, Jesus is speaking to a woman who is thanking him because he has just forgiven her sins. And then Jesus says to her, "Your faith has saved you." Did you hear that? Our English translation translates the Greek word sesachon as saved in Luke 7 verse 50. And that's the same Greek word that is translated as healed in our gospel reading from Mark. So what's my point? My point is that Jesus is teaching us that there is a greater miracle going on here than the healing of this man's physical blindness. You see, the greatest miracle of all is that this man is saved from sin and eternal damnation. He is saved because he trusts in Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Even while this man was physically blind, he had been given the spiritual sight to see that Jesus was the Savior promised in the Old Testament scriptures. Therefore, I believe Jesus' words in our gospel reading should be translated like this: "Go, your faith has saved you." And then we're told that the man was cured of his physical blindness, and he continued to follow Jesus. Now that leads to a question. Why did Jesus heal this man of his physical blindness? Well, obviously, Jesus had compassion on this man, but that was not the main reason that Jesus healed him. You see, Jesus has compassion for all people, but it's obvious that Jesus does not heal all people. Remember my good friend David? Jesus did not heal David of his physical blindness. Therefore, the main reason that Jesus healed Bartimaeus was to give a sign to others that he was the promised Messiah. Remember, the Old Testament teaches that the promised Savior would prove himself by performing miracles, including healing the blind. So by healing Bartimaeus of his physical blindness, Jesus was giving a sign to the crowds that he was indeed the Son of David, the promised Savior and Messiah. But why did Jesus need to give this sign to the crowds? Well, unlike Bartimaeus, many people in the crowds were spiritually blind, even though their physical vision was just fine. Isn't that ironic? A blind man was able to see that Jesus was his Lord and Savior, but many in the crowds who could see just fine were blind to the fact that Jesus was their Savior from sin and eternal damnation. You see, my friends, the devil does not want us to trust in Jesus as the Son of God, who gives his life on a cross as a ransom for many. Many people today are spiritually blind. Some deny that Jesus is God. Others deny that Jesus could actually save us from our sins. They see Jesus as nothing more than a miracle worker. Still others deny that they are even sinners. And so they also deny that Jesus even had to go to the cross. Why are so many people blind when it comes to seeing who Jesus is and why we need to trust in him? Well, in our second reading, the Apostle Paul writes, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." words. The devil uses his lies to keep us spiritually blind. And my friends, we would be suffering from the same spiritual blindness if it were not for the amazing grace of our loving God. Remember what Paul wrote? For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. You see, the reason that we have spiritual sight is that God has shined the light of His Word into our hearts. The Holy Spirit has given us the faith to believe that we are sinners and that Jesus is our one and only Savior. And so as sinners, we cry out to Him, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." Remember the question someone once asked my friend David? They asked him, "Do you feel angry with God because He has not healed you of your blindness?" And David answered, "No. I'm just thankful that my many sins have been forgiven." Now please understand, I'm not saying that we can't beg Jesus to heal us of our physical problems. God certainly does have compassion on us, and He knows how we suffer. And you know what? Sometimes God may give us physical healing, either by a direct miracle that doctors can't explain, or by using the blessings of medical science that God has given us. However, even if God does not give you the physical healing that you want, then, like my friend David, be thankful that God has given you the greatest healing of all. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. One day, we believers will have full physical healing when our bodies are resurrected, sinless and glorified. But until that day, we rejoice in the midst of our suffering because we know that our sins are forgiven. God has opened your eyes to see who Jesus is and why He went to the cross. As we sang in our sermon hymn, "I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts